It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Talked a little bit about what Woody Johnson said down at these owners' meetings. Is it technically the owners' meetings or the GM meetings, whatever it is down in Florida, where everybody assembles and they're talking about the tush push and all of these things. And then we see the video. So it was just first for Mike Garofalo of NFL Network that DK Metcalf and Aaron Rodgers were working out together. And then, of course, there's a video of it that then goes up on the internet. And then people are saying, oh, look, I mean, those are Arthur Smith's offensive concepts that are there, that they're running. I can't believe that Aaron, well, I really can't believe that I'm saying this, but it's true, that he's dragging this thing out again. He's dragging out another one of these decisions. He's got to go throw with DK Metcalf and hold another organization hostage for this long to decide what he's doing. I mean, what the hell? Either you're going to play or you're not going to play. And it's been weeks and weeks and weeks now where you could think about that. Okay, the Vikings are not in play. The Giants, you don't want to play for the Giants. All right, so the Steelers are there. You're throwing with DK Metcalf. I mean, what was he going to learn from that session from him that either put him over the edge or decided to retire? Honestly.
Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, you know, there's no rush. Again, the only rush that there is for the Steelers when they get to the draft. So, Aaron, you know, I would want, if I were the Steelers, just give me, you know, a heads up right prior to the draft. You know, maybe a week out of the draft, and then this way we can tailor our draft needs around having an established quarterback as opposed to needing a new quarterback. And that to me is really the deadline for when he'll give them a decision. And if he hasn't already, I would think that it's going to be, if I had to guess, I would say 2-year deal, and there's going to be more money there, and he's going to be compensated very well. The Steelers have more than enough room to fit him under the salary cap. But again, you don't go get DK Metcalf in a trade and give him that new big contract and expect Mason Rudolph to be the starting quarterback. It's just not going to work, especially, you know, when you got George Pickens on the other side. You're going to have to have somebody like Aaron Rodgers back there. And I don't know, the word controlling is the wrong word, but it's appeasing those players and demanding greatness from those players. And I think that, you know, he's the closer he gets to the draft, the more he's throwing the ball, the more he's going to want to play. He's going to be a year removed from his injury, and he's going to go to a team that, even though the fans of that team are sick of their coach for the most part, I can't say all fans are. I can just feel like there's a growing group of fans that are against keeping Mike Tomlin for whatever reason. It's a much more stable situation than what Aaron stepped in here.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that if Mike Tomlin were the coach here, there'd be just as much chatter about that as there is in Pittsburgh, even with a team like the Jets who hasn't won a Super Bowl in a very long time and would probably be thinking like, oh, okay, you know, this is great that we've got all these winning seasons. But, I mean, it's when you have that organization that's got six Lombardis and you're not winning playoff games and you feel like you're that far away and that guy's been there for a very, very long time. I mean, I don't think it's an irrational take by the fans. Now, you may end up getting a guy where you don't make the playoffs for 10 years and you look back at Mike Tomlin's tenure there as something more special. But he's got the one Super Bowl win.
I didn't say that, you know, that fans shouldn't be upset with him. I'm just saying that and things grow stale. You know, this is one of the reasons why Aaron Rodgers wanted to leave Green Bay in the first place, because things got stale. And remember, when Aaron did sign with the Jets, you remember when it was? It was the week right before the draft.
Yeah, but
that was a trade, and Green Bay was messing around and probably making it a little bit difficult on the Jets. But we all knew that, you know, Aaron was coming to the Jets.
Well, hell, Joe Douglas told us on the White Eagle Hall stage at Boomer and Geo Live 1. He's going to be here. And it went everywhere. That was the one, and that was before it happened.
And I feel like we're in the same situation with the Steelers. It's the same thing. He's going to be there. It doesn't have to happen today. It could happen tomorrow. It could happen a week from today.
Yeah, I just think that when you are a fan of a team and the reputation of Aaron Rodgers is to drag these things out, and you're worried because your team has got Mason Rudolph as a starting quarterback and the other option for Aaron Rodgers is to retire, and you're sitting there waiting and you're not positively sure that he's going to sign there. It's nerve-wracking. It's annoying. I mean, I need to know who my quarterback is, for God's sakes. They went out and they made this big trade for DK Metcalf. I want to know what we're doing in the draft. I want to know these things. So that's where a lot of this stuff comes from, is the uneasiness of a very large fan base that has no idea their starting quarterback's going to be in a very important season for them.
Well, I believe it's going to be Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
And I believe that it will happen before the draft.
Well, it's better. I think it's for sure better than 50-50 at this point.
And, oh, yeah. I think the deal's already done, actually.
Yeah. But then why not announce it? I don't know.
About timing? I have no idea about timing. You know, who knows if the Steelers are holding back or for some, you know. I don't know. I have no idea why these things drag out like this. There's a whole bunch of reasons why.
Yeah.
I just think it's going to happen. It's just inevitable. And if he's out playing catch with DK Metcalf, he's not doing it, you know, just because he wants to throw the ball to DK Metcalf.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, that kind of made me swing to the fact that it's more than maybe 50-50. It's definitely more like 75% at this point.
You know, honestly, I really feel like I hope he does. I hope he goes and plays with the Steelers. I want him to play with the Steelers. I want him to, you know, go into that division. That division's tough. The division's a pain in the ass. You're going to have to put up 28 points probably to win most of your games. And this will be one of the better defenses that Aaron will have, because, you know, the Steelers, they still play defense good. The problem with the Steelers is that they never get enough from their offense. Can you imagine if the Steelers would just average 24 points a game as opposed to 15 points a game?
Yeah, and when they were doing that with Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown and Ben Roethlisberger, the defense wasn't nearly as good as it is now. So they never were really able to strike the right balance.
I feel like Mike Tomlin needs the balance between both sides, and Aaron Rodgers will give it to him on offense and just play defense, man, led by T.J. Watt. Draft some more defensive players, all from Georgia.
Yeah.
if you can keep Philadelphia from drafting those guys.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.